Traveler's Journal, June 16th, on a photo safari. Travelers who love to take photos realize that most tour groups are not geared to put you in the right place at the right time to make great pictures. Instead, they tend to breakfast and dine when the light is best and tour the sights in midday when the sun is high and harsh. There's too much time scheduled for shopping and too little for shooting. Of course, you can avoid these problems and plan your own trip, but that can be difficult and costly, especially to many of the world's most photogenic destinations. Fortunately, a number of companies now plan photo safaris to exotic places. You can roam the globe with fellow enthusiasts, led by a professional photographer who can provide insight, advice, and instruction along the way. Though days start early, photo tours move at a more leisurely pace, often spending hours at or revisiting a particular site to catch that combination of weather and light which makes for the most interesting images. Picking the right tour is important. First, find a destination, one that's not too easy to get to on your own. Group travel definitely makes places like India and China more accessible for the average traveler. But beware, groups of more than 15 members can get unwieldy. The tour leader's knowledge and experience is also important. A professional reputation is good, but so is previous experience with your particular destination. Same for the tour operator. With luck, you'll develop great pictures, new expertise, and friends who share your photographic passions. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.